The National Joint Operational and Intelligence Structure, or NatJoint, has provided a press release updating South Africa on the rampant looting, which is currently taking place in several areas across South Africa. The looting initially began as a protest against the incarceration of former President Jacob Zuma.
The total number of people that have been arrested as of this morning is 219, with 96 in Gauteng and 123 in KwaZulu-Natal. The NatJoint has intensified deployments in all areas in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal that have been affected by violent protests as damage to property and looting of stores continued overnight. The NatJoint is receiving intelligence support from its Intelligence Coordinating Committee, comprising of SAPS Crime Intelligence, Defence Intelligence, as well as State Security Intelligence, to enable law enforcement to counter these sporadic violent protests. Gauteng police are investigating the circumstances into the deaths of four people since the breakout of the violent protest. In KwaZulu-Natal, there is a report of two people that have been killed so far.
The South African National Defence Force has also commenced with pre-deployment processes and procedures in line with a request for assistance received from NatJoint to assist law enforcement agencies deployed in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal provinces respectively to quell the unrest that has gripped both provinces in the last few days. In a press release, the South African National Defence Force said that the deployment will commence as soon as all deployment procedures are in place. The duration and number of deploying soldiers will be determined based on the assessments of the situation on the ground by the relevant law enforcement agencies. This is an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I've been Paige Muller.